I think our difficulty is being faced with a world that underestimates us. And so I think today proves how powerful we can be.
That's 17-year-old Natalia, who's determined that her generation won't be left behind, clearing up after men in the offices of tomorrow. Welcome to our UN Gender Focus podcast. I'm Natalie Hutchison from the United Nations headquarters in New York. It's all very well having an international day to celebrate girls, but what does their long-term future look like in terms of job prospects, equality, and respect as part of the workforce? My experience as a young woman in New York is that we have a city booming with women mentoring other women, but we shouldn't be alone in our fight to break down systems of sexism. Let's get more men in the mix. To mark the International Day, the Working Group on Girls, a coalition of NGOs that meets annually here at the United Nations, hosted an event titled Girls Speak Out, with the partnership of the UN Permanent Missions of Canada, Turkey, and Peru. Policymakers, girls, and their supporters gathered together for their action toward the full realization of girls' rights. I caught up with Natalia and Nadia after the event, who are two of the many teen advocates that led the dialogue in the Economic and Social Council Chamber, ECOSOC Chamber, which is a main organ of the UN.
One of my biggest dreams is to be able to achieve human rights and have the platform to be able to speak out and deconstruct a lot of systems of oppression. And with Working Group on Girls, I feel as though through having the time to research on girls' rights and being given the opportunity to present, I'm closer to achieving that goal.
I think it's important that girls speak about different issues that relate to girls, because a lot of people think about what they only see on the news, on the media, that there's just a wage gap or that there's just rape, but there's so much happening and there's so many interconnecting issues that make rape more prevalent, that make the wage gap even bigger. And just for everybody to educate themselves and be opening to educating themselves about different issues is really important.
To me, you're so young. Where did you learn about all these issues? What made you curious? What's your story?
I learned about a lot of issues online, especially through social media, just kind of scrolling through there. But within my organization, in this past year, working with them and really learning from the adults, the really wise adults, and then learning from my friends who are frontline communities, and they have experiences and stories themselves, hearing what they have to say, and being more of a listener rather than just speaking all the time, but sitting down and taking in what everyone is telling.
Today we saw a couple skits that touched on different challenges girls face in different communities, like poverty, health, and education. Is there something that you think we all have in common around the world as girls that is a challenge that we have to overcome, or maybe a strength we all have?
I think a strength that all girls have are our determination, is because already we have been faced with so much, as the problems that you've already mentioned. And with those challenges, we have learned and had to teach ourselves how to rise above that. So I feel like in that strength, that is something we all share. And in terms of a challenge, I think our difficulty is being faced with a world that underestimates us. And so I think today proves how powerful we can be.
So what qualities make a powerful woman? What are the qualities that you strive to have?
Confidence, for sure. I think confidence can always lead the way. I think compassion is important, and empathy, in the sense that you are able to relate to those around you and not forget other people's voices. So in that as well, collaboration is important for a powerful woman. And again, determination and a will to rise above and to strive for the better.
What would you say to girls around the world today on this Day of the Girl Child?
I would say really embrace who you are. You came into this world as a girl for a reason, to make your impact on the world, and be open to educating yourself and educating those around you.
We and you are all brilliant individuals, and nobody should ever tell you what you can or cannot be. Make your own destiny. You have the power to do so, and we have faith in you.
That was Natalia and Nadia speaking to me at UN headquarters. Later on, I went to meet the Working Group on Girls co-chair, Safira Rameshwar, at her office here in New York. She explained to me why female youth had to be instrumental in changing the world of work.
Yeah, so the Girls Speak Out is in celebration of the International Day of the Girl. And really, it's to highlight what girls are contributing to the advancement of the world, also the implementation of the SDGs. So the event kind of was run by the girls. They spoke about issues, everything from climate change to mental health to violence, to periods, all sorts of issues that girls are facing in society, to really highlight it, to speak about it, to share their experiences. And really at the end of the event, you got this sense of the empowerment of young girls and young women and what they can contribute to humanity, which is really exciting.
Absolutely. I was really impressed because I spoke with two girls who were 17 years old. Mm-hmm. And like you said, speaking about women issues like periods and things that we can relate to on a daily basis makes sense. But these were two girls who were passionate about climate change and human rights issues. And they're only 17 years old and they're working towards making a difference on those issues. How can girls 17 years and younger contribute to that change?
You could say that girls have a very good sense of the pulse of their community. They're the ones that carry a lot of the burden of work. I think it was also mentioned today, almost 50% of the world's food is grown by women. The care work of the family. But then also, when they're given the opportunity to earn money and to be involved in a lot of the decisions of society, mm-hmm. they bring these different perspectives and ideas. And kind of like a feminist way of conceiving of things that are not so much based on competition or adversarialism, but can also bring qualities of compassion and nurturing and consideration and forgiveness and to really kind of reconceptualize a lot of these issues in a very different way. So it doesn't matter if they're young, like girls 17, as you were saying, but there are many potentials, talents, capabilities that young people can, and girls especially, can contribute.
And does Working Group on Girls teach the girls about some of these issues? Where are they getting their information and how are they learning about everything?
Yeah, the Working Group on Girls specifically mentors girl advocates. So we take on a cohort of girls every year in their teens. And they're kind of mentored and accompanied to participate in many of these processes at the UN. So they participate in the Commission on the Status of Women. They're given kind of like a teen orientation, but they're also mentored and accompanied to speak, to synthesize the issues, to do research on some of these issues. So throughout the year, they're mentored by a task force that thinks about their participation. There's another task force that helps them to research and to write things. But then also a lot of girls that work with the Working Group on Girls who are naturally attracted mm-hmm. to working with us also have an interest right. already in some of these issues. So they're often quite personally driven to right. do a lot of this research themselves. And they also speak from their own personal experiences.
Right.
So that also informs a lot of the passion and the interest that they bring.
Do you think there's a stigma attached to the fact that they're so young, and how can we combat that and instill faith in adults that these girls can carry out their dreams and realize their full potential?
I think they do face some stigma. You know, what is it that young girls have to say? They are not, you know, involved in decision-making processes. They don't know about government systems. And so there definitely is that. But when you see these girls come and the insights that they bring and the fresh perspective, they see things with fresh eyes. They've got such a sense of justice and altruism and this dream for a better world. And when you just get a sense of their lived experience, I think it brings a lot of insight to the discussions and the conversations that are happening. So I definitely would encourage organizations and governments also to really think about including young girls, either through consultations at the local or national level, or even to bring them here at the international level to share some of their firsthand experiences and insights.
What would you say is maybe the one quality or skill a girl needs to be equipped with to succeed as a woman?
I would definitely say confidence. Confidence in herself, in the worth that she brings to the world. I think young women face, you know, on social media, on the comments from people around them, the way that society perceives them can often be like derogatory or oppressive in some ways, commenting on how she looks, commenting on the ways women should and shouldn't be. And so I would say that confidence and a discernment, mm-hmm. like really being able to navigate what is truth from falsehood. What is true empowerment of women, and what is the true role that women can play in this society when it has been something that has been so fraught with tension and disagreements and you know, a whole spectrum of views on the roles that young women should be playing in society. So maybe those two are very mm-hmm. complementary. Like, it's yeah. this confidence and this courage, but then also this discernment to really carve your own path and not be too influenced by one view or the other, but to really, really try to understand truthfully what it is that humanity needs and what can be contributed.
Absolutely.
Include the girl, like include her voice, really think about the needs of young women. These are the future mothers of society. They're the future women who are really gonna change. I mean, we're seeing such a shift and such a change in gender roles. It's such a topical conversation right now. But to really think about empowering our girls and allowing them the space and the right environment to flourish.
That was Safira Rameshva, co-chair of the Working Group on Girls. You've been listening to the UN Gender Focus podcast from New York. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Natalie Hutchison.